afraid. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow,
bow, bow. Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy.
Woo!
That is Hitman.
Woo!
Badass.
Sweet!
Woo!
Badass.
Woo!
Badass.
Woo!
Badass.
It was awesome!
Badass.
Woo!
Badass.
Woo!
Badass.
Woo!
Badass.
Woo!
Badass.
That was sweet! Sweet!
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're the Touch Rinse radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. And Mike has a recap of the Amy Lawrence show. I had heard none of it today. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Freddie T, looking forward to seeing you in the centerfold of BMX Plus.
Yeah, well, that's today. Today, Nick's
I thought it was
over.
Yesterday. Well, this keeps getting moved back. What hell happened?
No, it was today. It was always today.
Okay.
It was always today.
Yeah, okay. It was always today.
He mentioned it yesterday morning.
Oh, see, I thought it was supposed
to be
yesterday.
It was always today.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Because I want to see this video. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. What else?
Well, Amy today lost her manservant, Isaac, and she made him some triple chocolate s'mores. But I didn't know if we could not only play matchmaker for some radio host hearts, but do some wonder for the radio listeners' ears and get Sarge over there.
All right. Well, there is a matchmaking going on over there, apparently. But yeah, Nick's coming over today. He's
going
to bring his toolbox. And finally, today's the day. Today's the day that he puts the old GT Performer together.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then on, I'm going to have to look at the machine, look at my lady, and decide what kinds of, if I need new, grips, if I want to get some pegs.
Is it supposed to be raining today, like this afternoon?
Yeah, so, it is. It's supposed to get heavy rain.
I got a sweet garage.
You're going to do the tricks in the garage?
No, he comes in. He puts it together. I have plenty of people in my life that can take videos of me.
Yeah, because the payoff for all of us is the video. That's what we're all waiting for.
Well, the payoff for all of you is me just feeling good about myself when I come in knowing that I just ripped it up. So, yeah, he's in today. Not tomorrow, or not yesterday. I don't know where you got that from, stupid. It was always going to be today.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad he's coming over.
Yep. Wherever he lives, he cranks it over. Got some yoga today at 11.
Now,
So, you know, bide your time around the Newton area.
Now, Nick, did you get punched in the chest the day before yesterday at the parade? Because there was a clip where I just heard you go, ow. And you said, I just got punched. Now, was it in the chest? Hop on the mic. How hard did he punch you in? This is, of course, Nick, who just had massive heart surgery, nearly died. How hard did he punch you? Your mic's not on. There you go. What's that, Mick?
It wasn't very hard, but, you know, it pushed me back.
Was it like a bro dude type of thing?
Yeah, it was like a bro dude.
But thing. It was enough to push you back?
Yeah.
All right, were you ever in fear the day before yesterday when you were at that parade?
No.
Okay, so you felt okay.
I felt all right.
All right. Nick was somewhat of a star, not only because he had the John Wallach head everywhere he went, but because everyone wanted to talk to him about his father.
And that bothered you, didn't it?
It doesn't bother me. My dad called me yesterday, and he was asking me about if it bothered me or not.
Hey, does it bother you?
You are a dick.
You got dick tendencies.
He was very concerned that I did not like him on the show. But
when he speaks as in a concerned voice, what does it sound like?
Nicholas, are you okay?
Use your words.
Use your words.
Something I told my 3-year-old.
Now, does
use your words.
Is he pretty psyched you're putting together the cycle today?
He keeps on asking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's excited.
I know.
That's I get a bunch of Instagrams asking, hey, when's this bad boy going to be done?
The buildup.
Well, it's the buildup, but, you know, it's also people like a stuntman.
That's true.
And that's what you'll get.
What kind of stunts are you going to do?
And those bunny hops.
What? Sick.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty cool. Get on the back wheel and hop around. Seen that done before.
We got to get pegs today.
Well, if you want to pick them up on the way home, I mean, you know, that's a charity for me.
I'm going to we'll wait and see so I don't get the wrong size pegs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you can find a store cool enough to have freestyle gear.
Okay.
God bless you, because they don't have it at these jabroni gear bike shops.
Are you going to get the outfit that goes with it?
Yeah, maybe.
It was like the super slinky neon type thing that those guys like to wear.
Yeah, but until I crush the bad crew, I'm just going to keep it flannels and tie it around my waist until I really show the super bad crew about it.
Is that what he wore in Rad?
Thinking back to Rad, I don't think he rocked an outfit until he was finally racing.
Okay.
I would imagine there was a race at the end. All I remember is when him and Lori Loughlin were at the dance place and they danced on their bikes. They like went around in circles and,
well, it's a very seductive bike dance.
Well, then they had sex on the bikes, which was quite a a feat. But that's happening today, so I'm very much looking forward to that.
Well, very nice. I can't wait to see the videos. You have a whole weekend to record some sweet things for the tube.
Yeah. I mean, I need a gyro, pegs. But, I'll do what I can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think at this point it's just doing killer jumps. But, after that, who knows? Joe, go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so are you guys going to be taking bets on how many times you ride your bike before you break your ankle? How many times you ride your bike before you sell it?
Yeah, the sell it one, you're not selling that sucker, right?
No.
You're just keeping that as...
No, why would I sell it? It'd be a big pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. Eddie Fierro, I hope. Eddie, go ahead.
Eddie from Attleboro. Guy took my question. I was going to see if you guys had an over-under how many bones you break this weekend. And might as well get out the way, but Sark sucks.
All right, well, listen, I might break my unit
uh-huh.
and join the ladies that come around.
Now, I'm trying to think. The last time you got on a skateboard, didn't you fall and mess up your hand pretty bad?
One of the times that I've recently been on a skateboard, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I'm trying to think of...
But this is much easier. This is 1,000 times easier. I might even do wall rides.
Wall rides.
Oh, loser.
I don't even know what a wall ride is.
So what I'll do is I'll ride next to a wall, bunny hop it, take a little trip up Brick Lane, and then come back down.
Okay. I honestly want a video of you trying that.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
I mean, if you want to, I got to shoot a lot of footage, edit it up quick, mm-hmm. put a sweet soundtrack behind it.
Right. Put a little Good Charlotte. Some real punk rock.
Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte.
What was that other band that was Good Charlotte? The new...
Newfound Glory.
Newfound Glory.
We're just going to raid Mike Hurley's like CD collection.
Yeah. He loves the...
And I mean Charlotte. CDs.
Yeah, we'll get that going. Dave, hello.
Hello, Fred. I just wanted to give you some advice on the ultimate accessory for your purchase, GT Performer.
Yep.
What you got to do is you got to get some dice and screw them into the valve caps.
Oh, I used to have those, actually. I used to have those,
yeah.
The dice.
Back in the late 80s, I had dice that screwed in. I also
I don't think you... I don't think you can truly shred the neighborhood until you have the dice and the house staff.
Yeah. That's like, going over to the playground at the elementary school and just being like, yeah, I'm my own Zoe's dad. What are you? Are you Milo and Zoe's brother? That's funny, kids. Yeah, I looked the part, but nah. I'm just an old guy with a few tricks up his sleeve. So finally, it gets done today. Nick comes over at my convenience. It's going to be a real situation.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to, once again, I'm looking forward to seeing you perform some sort of awesome trick off of a sewer without using a piece of plywood.
Yeah, I mean, at first I'm just going to bunny hop everything under the sun, but we'll see. Daniel, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Steak and Eggs.
Hey, what's up, man?
I just had to call in and comment. Just the thought of Fred in spandex, I don't know how that's the best way to start off the day, but it's at least it's not as bad as Sarge.
Yeah, it's not as bad as Sarge.
Sarge wouldn't have the cojones to get up on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Green was supposed to be in. I could care less if he is or not. But
6:40, is that when he's supposed to be in?
He doesn't seem to be here.
All right. Well, that was
Brandon. He was going to do Lauren and Wally at 6:05, which is right before Wally or Lauren has breakfast. Or no,
lunch.
Before Lauren has dinner.
By the way, Dan Lifshatz just said you need me to set some over-under lines here for you on Fred's bike.
What about it?
He says he can make some over-unders for you.
All right. The over-under I do is Sweet Trick.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not going to be over-unders. It would be the line is...
minus 300.
Yeah, minus 1,000. I do a Sweet Trick. All right, Rich, we have What Happens Last Night. People are somehow fascinated by this bike. I don't blame them. It's gonna kick a ton of ass.
It's gonna rule. Yeah.
All right, Rich, what's going on? What are we gonna talk about?
The Celtics are getting good at defeating undefeated teams, and Alex Cora speaks out on Beer Can Gate.
Oh boy, here we go.
Toucher and Rich.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
All right, Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, it's brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. No matter what time of day it is, two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are always a good thing. And now you can get 2 for $5 at Dunkin' Donuts. Go twos! Participation may vary. The Celtics are getting really good at defeating undefeated teams.
47 years ago, the Milwaukee Bucks started 7-0, and they came to Boston and suffered their first loss of the year. Turn the calendar to 2018, and their history will repeat. On a night, the Celtics make history. 24 threes, shattering the franchise record. 33 points for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Not enough as the Celtics survive an early season classic, and they win their fourth consecutive game.
That's right. Last time it was Detroit, and now it's the Bucks, whose undefeated streak was broken by the Celtics. 117-113, the final score. In a game that saw all five starters in double figures, and they set records along the way.
And at 22 to go in the third. Celtics by 12. Hayward, kick out. Morris steps to his left. Three in the air, and the Celtics have set a new franchise record with their 20th three of the night. And we're still in the third quarter.
Yep, the Celtics set a new team record last night for the most threes made with 24 from downtown, and they were only one away from tying the NBA record. And boy, did they try to break it during the last several minutes of that game. But all of a sudden, they went from nothing but net to Bricklayers Union in no time flat. It was tough to watch. But if there was still any lingering questions if Kyrie was back, he was 6-for-12 from three-point range and finished the night with 28 points. And Gordon Hayward is really starting to look like himself again. He had 18 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds. Looked great offensively. However, every time he comes down from a rebound, I still wince. And it's going to take me a while to get over that. Well, here's a guy who always delivers off the bench, or at least he has all season.
Kyrie runs free, catches, circles in the paint, bounce pass Horford, throws out to the wing, waiting, Morris, three, got it.
Ooh, man, catch right now, man. Man, how do you kill these Celtics? Every time they're knocking the tray ball back down on you. Ugh.
23 threes for the Celtics. They have shattered the franchise record with still 7:35 to go. Timeout, Mike Budenholzer. Boston 104, Milwaukee 95.
So Morris comes off the bench with 17 points, including 5 3-pointers, and was 1 of 4 Celtics with 3 or more from downtown, and also 1 of 4 with 17 or more points. It was one of those nights, remember at the beginning of the season, just nothing seemed to go in?
Yeah.
Well, this is water finding its level, because everything was going in, at least during everything except for about the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. Well, Giannis still got his 33 points and 11 rebounds, but then again, that's the Greek freak, so that is a huge win for the Celtics. Here is Kyrie afterwards on all them threes.
55.
Never. Get them up. Get them up. They're wide open. They're going to play defense like that, then I don't see why not. Al's a capable shooter. I have utmost confidence in him. And then, you know, if we don't have it, then we have secondary action as well that we can run. But I feel like, you know, if they're going to play that type of defense, then we should shoot it every time, you know. So, you know, at one point, I think Brooke and John Henson were in the paint. So, you know, that's... Get him up. I hope we shoot 80 next game. They play defense like that.
Well, I mean, he's right. A lot of them were wide open shots. Well, however, this was a game that almost got away from them after having a double-digit lead in the beginning of the fourth. They almost blew it, and Brad Stevens knows that that's a problem.
Well, we got to get better when we get a lead. That's 2 games in a row where the other teams come back just driving the ball at us. We got to do better guarding our yard and doing better when we have the lead, and those are things that you hopefully can build on as the year goes on.
Yeah, that was a little bit of an issue there near the end, and Chris Middleton hadn't done much of anything until that fourth quarter, and I'm sitting there thinking...
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, at any moment, he's just going to go off, and of course... He went off.
Yep.
And that's just the way the Bucks are. The Bucks are going to be a pain in the ass for a while.
Bucks are going to be there at the end. That's one thing you learn, because you're down 15 on the road in the fourth quarter, and they kept coming after him. I mean, it was going to be really easy to pack it up and disappear down 15 in the fourth quarter. And they kept coming after the Celtics, who were playing very well. And you know, a lot of people forget Milwaukee took the Celtics to 7 games in the first round of the playoffs last year, and they got better. They have a better head coach. I mean, there's less of Thon Maker and more of Brook Lopez. And remember, Matthew Dellavedova played big minutes off the bench for them in the playoffs last year. Dante DiVincenzo, who a lot of people, I know you can't stand him.
No, it's not that I can't stand him.
No,
I didn't want to get beaten by him.
Like, I understand. Well,
if it was a last-minute shot for Giannis, I would have been fine.
In
but
a
that
way,
guy,
it was Dante. You can't stand Dante DiVincenzo, and I understand that. But he's a good player. Off the bench, he hits threes, he plays defense, and less of Matthew Dellavedova and Thon Maker and more of Brook Lopez and Dante DiVincenzo is a good thing. The Bucks took the Celtics to 7 games, and they got better.
Kyrie, without Gordon Hayward. There's a lot of missing pieces.
I understand, but Milwaukee's going to get better, too, and they're 7-1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of people thought it was going to be the Celtics and Philadelphia and no one else. And Toronto has started well, and Milwaukee started well also. I just think there's more to it. The Eastern Conference isn't nearly as easy as everyone's painting it to be.
Can you do me a favor and find out what the points in the paint were? Because it's at one point,
well,
it just
Milwaukee,
seemed like...
Look, when you have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who can't make a shot outside of 8 feet, I mean, when he attempts to fall away in the lane, you think, okay, that's a victory because he didn't dunk on you.
It wasn't that. Fred, at one point, it just seemed like...
Yeah, it was 55-20 in favor of Milwaukee in the fourth quarter.
It seemed like there was a rule that Brad Stevens told his players that just don't go in the paint.
Yeah.
Just don't do it because you're going to implode. Because every single shot was not only from a three or it was like a long jumper. Just do not get anywhere near the paint. And I think the discrepancy, it's like 4-1. Or something like that, points in the paint.
Well,
last night.
As you heard
put it
Kyrie
this way,
say,
they had a
Milwaukee
record amount of
packed the paint. They were bigger than you, and so those were the shots that were open.
For they had a record amount of threes, and they almost lost that game.
Did you? Are you prepared for your trip to Indianapolis?
What do you mean? Am I prepared? Am I packed? Or do
no?
I mean,
have you done the research, smartass?
Yes, I'm almost there. Yes,
that's right. You got the game tomorrow night.
Correct.
Now, when do you fly out?
This afternoon.
And when do you come back?
Sunday morning.
What time?
Very early.
What time?
I think the flight is at 6:20.
But that's because
Sunday
of you.
Morning.
You book your
yes,
own flight.
Yes, yeah, I booked my flight.
He's a moron.
I booked my flight. The kids have a soccer game Sunday I wanted to get back for.
Yeah. You know, Lord knows. So you have to get up at like 4 in the morning.
Yes. And that's after being up till about 11:30 at night. Yes.
Was there other options to come home?
There was no direct flight. From Indianapolis, everything else was at least one stop. That would have taken me 6 hours to get home.
Oh, this is direct?
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing more depressing than an airport that early in the morning.
Remember I did the Celtics-Lakers game that we played Wake Up Wallach yesterday? Remember the picture I tweeted out afterwards, the glamorous life? after the Laker game, and that time the hotel was within walking distance of the building. So I walked back to the hotel, and I was up and at the airport at like 7 a.m. Pacific time the next morning for the direct flight home. And I think that time it was because of a swim meet in the afternoon. So, yeah.
All right. Rob, this is the same guy that would miss Christmas to do a game. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just has anybody mentioned anything about the fact that Kyrie doesn't get all bent out of shape about Tommy Heinsohn, but David Price goes off on Eckersley about his comments?
That's a good point.
I mean, it's just Price is a different type of person. You know, I mean, this did you see David Price last night at the Celtics celebration?
Yeah, wearing the Jeter hat. Yes, yeah. I did see that.
Wearing a Derek Jeter hat. And a lot of people, he's represented by the Jordan brand, dumbass. And to that I say, Google image Jordan brand hat. You have to go at least like 60 pictures down to find a retoopeck.
You play for the Red Sox and you're at a Celtics game. Yeah, Let's wear the Jeter hat.
And you know what? He's now he's trolling everyone. He's trolling everyone. And listen, who cares in the end? But
he holds all the cards.
I mean, that's what he's doing. Right. He's rubbing it on everyone. He's like, you know, I don't even care.
He holds all the cards.
He does hold all the cards.
You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them, and he's holding them right now.
And that's the one thing too. It's like, you know, David Price, it was great what he did, but everyone's like thinks you have to love him as a person. Now, I'll never forgive him for what he did to Eckersley. Just winning a championship doesn't mean you can be a dick to Dennis Eckersley, or at least have dick tendencies. I don't know if I could do that. So.
There's a lot of people that use a lot of excuses to be a dick, and then they seem to be protected by whatever circumstance they claim to be in.
Yes, that does happen. Quite a bit, it does. But
this gives me a license to do whatever I want to other people. But you can't say anything to me because I got a rough time.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be the case with a few. But it was interesting last night. You know, the Celtics did come out, of course. Everyone went nuts when Alex Cora showed up. And, you know, him and Brad Stevens had a little moment. And I think he even said, "You're next, buddy." And they gave each other a little fist bump.
And
Brad was like, "Nah, I don't know about that." Yeah. Get out of here.
Championship City.
Well, we are speaking of Alex Cora. He spoke to the media yesterday, and he spoke about a couple things, including beer can gate. Uh-oh, Alex Cora does not like when beer is thrown his way at the parade, does he?
Cora kind of got screwed in that. Now that I've looked at the video, the Cora is the only one that I have trouble with.
What's that?
The beer that was thrown on him, because it was thrown from like the back and it was open.
Yeah, you don't throw an open beer can, but all that being said, there were a lot of people who were losing their minds about how dare you do that to Alex Cora, and in the end, you'll hear what Alex Cora has to say, how much it actually bothered him.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want
spoiler alert. It didn't.
Yeah.
So for everyone wagging their finger, he didn't give a rat's ass.
Well, wasn't the guy arrested?
Yes.
That threw that one.
He was.
Threw that one. Was it okay?
Yeah. If you're like eight deep in a crowd, and you're
they somehow
open
found
beers,
the 19-year-old kid that did that.
You know what? Life in jail.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Check it out, you got me mesmerized. 98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score a $100 gift card to Under Armour brand house at the Prue. Grab your custom championship t-shirts and gear now. Under Armour makes you better.
So let's act the boots like the Group H town.
All right, go ahead.
So yesterday, Alex Cora met with the press to answer a few questions before it's off to Puerto Rico to go see his family and celebrate the big win down there. And a couple of questions that were thrown his way included, hey, the whole beer can incident, the one that hit you on the back. What's the deal? How you feeling after all that?
I panicked because it kind of like hit me, it hit my daughter. You asked my daughter, she didn't care. She was like, hey. It's part of it. I know the kid didn't mean to hurt anybody. Obviously, it's dangerous, but it is what it is. You know, like we're fine. I just gotta be ready to make that play the next time.
Got to have your head in the game.
And now, what was the difference between the Patriots and this? The Patriots fans, it seems, were like getting the players' attention and then underhanding them.
It's because the Patriots wanted the beer cans. The Red Sox did not. But it, no, it was kind of that simple. I mean, and on top of that, you also had players like Gronk, who, you know, or people who were spraying beer all over the crowd. It was just a lot more interactive, whereas this was a very polite parade. It's not their fault. They're just a different breed of people than the Bruins and the Patriots are. They're not as into the, I mean, they were waving and doing all that stuff, but when it came to people throwing beer, they just weren't into it.
It just seemed like the Patriots were like, they would put their hands up and then people would lob them to them.
Yep, and they would be like, here you go.
And yeah,
they would take
and this seemed like basically people were chucking at them. You know, like, especially the core one. I mean, that's not a cool thing to just whip a half beer at someone from where they can't see it.
Yeah, but is it to the point where there needed to be article after article after article about how Boston fans are the worst?
Yes.
Yeah. They need to finally learn their lesson.
Yes. Boston people are the worst.
Well, he was asked also about a visit to the White House and whether or not the team would indeed.
These are crazy times, and he was not nice to Puerto Rico.
And matter of fact, Alex Cora, when all of that went down with the hurricane, he even said that he was disappointed in the effort that was made, but he also came out and said that he respected the office of the president. But here's Alex Cora being asked about it.
I've been using this platform the right way the whole time, and we'll talk about it as an organization. Whatever we decide is going to be respected. If we decide to go, I will use my platform the right way. If you start looking at this team, you know, we got guys from the United States and from, you know, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Puerto Rico. So I'll use the platform the right way. I know the headlines don't show it. I say I respect the president of the United States, and I know he helped our country. Whenever we have to make the decision, we'll make it, and he's going to be respected.
It's a perfect answer. It's a perfect answer that he gave. It was like, you know what? We haven't made the decision. We're going to do it as a team. If it happens, I'm going to use my platform the right way. I thought that was great.
Brian, go ahead. He disagrees with you. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I completely changed my opinion after what I just heard. I did not know that Alex Cora's daughter was right near him. I was going to say, why is he making a big deal about this? Why is he pointing the guy out, jumping off the step, pointing him out again, making sure he gets arrested? But you know what? I didn't know his daughter was there. That changes everything. I would have jumped off the duck boat and attacked the guy myself. But, yeah, you guys pointed it out. They didn't want the beer, which kind of ruined the whole aspect of the parade. I'm not a fan of the parade, to be honest. But, you know, they interact with the crowd besides just waving, you know. Come on, guys. And, by the way, Drew Brees, best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh!
And it's fighting words this weekend.
Oh, man, going to prompt a whole avalanche of calls the other way. Defending Tom Brady.
I'm getting the vibe that they're going to the White House.
That sounds like it. And you know what? And it sounds like Alex Cora is going to be the kind of guy who's going to actually say something to Donald Trump and mention Puerto Rico.
That's using the platform the right way.
What a great idea.
It's true.
See, I think if you're Alex Cora, you want to meet the guy face-to-face who can help out your family and where all your friends live in Puerto Rico. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, it's true.
I mean, Trump will change everything.
He will. I mean, think about what he did with Kim Kardashian.
You do what you can do.
Well, listen, he freed a prisoner because he wanted to meet Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, you don't think that if he gets favor from finally a team that accepts going to the White House, it's not the same thing. You don't think he would do that? Finally, a team, a professional sports team, shows favor to Donald Trump.
What's he going to do?
He's going to possibly order more support to Puerto Rico. Yeah. You would think that's what he would do.
Regardless of
what Trump does or doesn't do, it's a different stance. Instead of a boycott, you use your platform like he was just saying. I'm the manager of the World Series champions. I'm from Puerto Rico. Here's a perfect opportunity to bring my island's problem to the president's doorstep, where other people have been unable to do so.
That's true. He's completely unaware of what happened in Puerto Rico.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
No, but in fairness, Alex Cora is going to change everything.
No, even if it doesn't work, it's the effort that can be made by people who can't.
He loves when celebrities say that they like him. And if he goes there and respects the office and asks, I mean, Alex Cora is a celebrity.
Trump knows who Alex Cora is?
He knows who the Red Sox are, and he knows that teams have said, I don't want to meet the president. So for this to happen for him, this is a massive win, a massive PR win for him. If finally a team that won a championship says they want to go to the White House, I guarantee you that he will sit there and listen, and he will do something. whether it's superficial or it's a Band-Aid, I guarantee you he will do something.
I will take
and
that
it will
money.
Raise awareness.
And, I'll give you 10-to-1 odds.
That he's going to go or that he's going to talk about Puerto Rico and something might be done?
Well, first of all, you don't get that much face-to-face with the president. And second of all, no, that's not going to affect any kind of policy at all.
I just think that if Alex Cora can go to the White House and stand in front of the media and say, I'm going to talk to President Trump about aid to Puerto Rico, maybe that turns into something political. You're probably right, Fred.
But who
Trump
has a problem?
Will do nothing.
But who would have a problem with that?
No one has a problem with
that. I don't care
I'm on
if he does
side
or not.
This argument,
yeah.
Rich.
I don't care if he goes to the White House or not. It has no effect on me.
What I'm saying is
it's so naive to think that the president's going to go, oh!
But he has to at least try.
What else can you do? There's else you could.
Then you get nothing. Then you blew a potential chance that
he would
do something.
You get more media in front of you to discuss your cause if you actually go. This case,
when will he talk about Puerto Rico? There,
well, he'll have a moment with Donald Trump. He will have a moment,
a literal moment.
Okay, well, that's fine. But you don't think that Alex Cora is going to be asked about it, and people are going to ask Donald Trump about it, and something isn't going to be said.
Maybe it gets politicized to the point where something happens. I'm not saying it will, Fred. You're right. The odds are overwhelmingly against him because his exposure to the president is limited in this case. But at least he's trying something. At least he can do something if he decides to go.
Well, it's
I don't care
narrative.
If he goes and kisses his feet. That's fine. I don't. What do I care if they go to the White House? But it's exceptionally naive to think that you're going to, A, get that kind of FaceTime with the president.
He will. He will get that FaceTime.
Really?
He'll get at least a minute with him.
And that's
all you need. That's all you need. It's already a storyline.
To convince someone to change a policy?
Not to convince them, but to say, hey, I'm from Puerto Rico. We could really use some help. And all of a sudden, that storyline is in the universe. People are talking about it. Baseball writers are writing about it.
As opposed to all the underground coverage of the Puerto Rico problem. Why do you think
this is a bad thing?
I didn't say it's a bad thing. I said it's completely naive to think that he's going to have any effect on presidential policy.
As Alex Cora, you have to be able to have in your conscience that you did everything you could do for your friends and family back home. You have to have that.
Okay, well, he is not going to be able to accomplish anything.
See, I disagree. So
you think the president will change policy?
I think that he will send some aid, yes, some more aid. Or he will.
I'm not convinced that's going to happen, but I think you have to try.
It will also raise awareness.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to people stop talking about it. There's still places that don't have power in Puerto Rico right now.
Yes, and the president is completely aware of that.
And what is he doing?
He is insulting the mayor. And talking about how the infrastructure of Puerto Rico sucks.
I just think that if you're Alex Cora, it's something you got to do.
I don't care if they go or not. I literally put me on a lie detector. Could care less if they go. It's exceptionally naive to think that he's going to have any effect on anything.
There was a woman who was in jail for the longest time, people say was wrongfully imprisoned, and it took Kim Kardashian's visit to the White House to get her out. I'm telling you, if it makes him look good, and this will make him look very good, then he's going to do something.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you have that kind of faith in humanity, that 1 minute with the president from the manager of the Boston Red Sox is going to change his policy on Puerto Rico.
Any other president, I would say maybe no, but he loves looking great with celebrities. And that's he's got a track record of that.
Yeah, I think the benefit of the Kardashian thing far outweighs Alex Cora for a minute. Because then you get Kanye West coming over there, and you can point at him and say, look how great I am. All right, what's coming up next?
Well, real quick, Alex Cora did also, he was asked about Dustin Pedroia. And once again, this is a guy doing everything right.
We'll see how it goes, you know. I still expect him to contribute, like I told him, and you guys can go ahead and write it. If he's ready to go, I think that's the only game he's going to lead off next year. You know, he'll lead off opening day against probably John Paxson. I told him that a few months ago. He deserves it, so Mookie won't lead off one game next year. That's the goal.
And that's why the players love him. I mean, just this one game, you're welcome back. You deserve it. And then from here on
back
out, it's
Mookie. Seventh.
Then back to Siberia you go.
Dusty two sacks. You're going to hit seventh for the rest of the season, but we'll give you the one game in Seattle.
Right, right. But that's why they love him. I mean, he's done almost everything right so far.
All right. We will be right back.
Let's do something crazy.
Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Up.
Yeah.
And just like that, we back again. Little brother. Yeah, Mike Predator, eat any competitor. Had to double back because I've been way ahead of the curve.
95, the sports up. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Patriots.
Oh, I'm sorry. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Groove Contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll win a $100 Under Armour gift card for the UA brand house at the Pool. Boston has won again, and the Under Armour brand house has all your MLB Under Armour World Series Championship t-shirts and gear. Everything at Under Armour makes you better.
So with the clash of the greatest that's happening on Sunday night, although they're forgetting Joe Montana and a couple of others, it is kind of funny how all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers is just now one of the greatest of all time when you see some of the ways that these promos have been going. But Rob Gronkowski, a surprise absence from practice yesterday after he said it is press conference that where he was not a happy camper, that his confidence level was good. Julian Edelman and Dietrich Wise, Jacob Hollister all returned to the field after missing Wednesday's walkthrough, and Sony Michel and Dante Hightower also practiced for the second straight day after missing Monday's game. Now, there was a little bit of weirdness during Monday Night Football where beforehand there was a report that came out from Ian Rappaport saying that Josh Gordon was going to be disciplined for some sort of reason, and then Jeff Howe later on followed up saying that he believed that it was because he was late for the team plane when it was heading to Buffalo. Well, as we know, Josh Gordon was out in the first play and seemed to play about the same amount of snaps or even more so than he normally would have. So yesterday on a podcast, Ian Rappaport was asked, what the hell went wrong with your report? Here's his answer.
Is there any problems with tardiness?
The one, that's going to be a question I have to ask coach about now. But as it relates to the game, I was available, so that's a plus.
Is there anything you want to say just to sort of clear your name? I mean, in regards to what I was asking before.
I gotta check on everything, you know? I'm not too sure about what's out there myself.
Okay. That's the clip of him actually asking about it. But on the we're saving that for the beginning of next hour. We got to play the whole thing. Got to come right out the 7 o'clock hour.
I think we should
hour.
Unload everything all at once. I think every time there's a
mistake.
Guys.
Yeah, maybe we do that every time there's an audio mistake. So he asked. He goes, so everyone wants to know, like, what happened? He said, I will honestly say that I don't know. He explained that he received a tip about discipline on Gordon and was able to get three sources to confirm the impending discipline. He also speculated that it's possible that the disciplinary process changed after the report went public, but he still does not know for sure. Quote, he said, I checked all the boxes and I went with my report. And then first play of the game, there goes Josh Gordon on the field. And sometimes the reporting of things and getting it out there, especially before the game, does change what actually happens. But I may never know. And I have since gotten calls from people who confirmed it to me, calling me up and asking me what changed. And I literally have no idea. So from one thing to the next, I know we have Bert Breer in studio who's smiling like the cat who ate the canary.
We'll have him on.
I want to discuss that smile.
Well, in fairness,
what was that about?
As if he knows what happened, which I would like to find out about. I mean,
they asked Phil Vincent about it, and he said, which, if you don't understand, shred means he was late for the plane.
And then they just decided to not discipline him?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll hear more from Phil Vincent in just a moment because I'm jonesing for our new theme song. I have to hear the entire thing. We'll come out of Volix headlines.
Oh, we're going to play three times an hour every day.
Well, without a doubt.
For the next year.
Well, the Super Bowl odds are out. They've been updated. And midway through the regular season, the New England Patriots right now have the best chance of at least getting to the Super Bowl. They have a 24% chance. I'm sorry, winning the Super Bowl. 24% chance of winning the Super Bowl, according to CBS. The Rams are in second with 17%. And then it goes Chiefs, Saints, L.A. Chargers. And it drops to 4% with the Seattle Seahawks. Okay. By the way, the Philadelphia Eagles way down the list after the season they've had. It goes Steelers, Panthers, Redskins. How funny is that? The Redskins are this far up. Texans, Ravens, Vikings, Bears, then Eagles when it comes to the crunched numbers from the good people at CBS.
All right, Rich, we are going to have the headlines and no commercials. What do you want to talk about?
All right, there is something that has to be discussed involving Halloween. And you guys, I might need help from the listeners on this.
Oh, all right.
Something strange ended up in my kid's bag. Not my kid's bag. A friend of my kid's bag. Like a guy that he doesn't live in this state, but he was given something in his trick or treat bag that I need to know if anyone's ever gotten anything like
loaded
this
weapon.
Not a loaded weapon. Not in Kennesaw, where everyone's supposed to own a gun by law. But
GT performer bike.
Not a GT performer bike. You can't fit that in a bag.
Well, I beg to differ. We will be back. No commercials here, just the headlines.